The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, if you like to attend concerts a lot, Live Nation is out with a new program called Lawn Pass. The Lawn Pass will get you into almost every concert this summer at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Live Nation is offering the Lawn Pass for the 2022 summer concert season at each of its 30 venues across the country. The pass is $199 plus fees and includes access to that specific venue's shows all summer. Each venue has a limited number of passes available. The passes for Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek and Raleigh are on sale now via the Lawn Pass website, which is lawnpass.livenation.com. The tickets include one lawn ticket for each event, general admission parking, and fast lane access. However, there are three concerts not included: Foo Fighters on May 20th, Morgan Wallen on June 3rd, and Tedeschi Trucks July 21st. The Lawn Pass is also available for purchase for concerts at Charlotte's PNC Music Pavilion. All right, let's take a look at the rundown for the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Wednesday, March 9th and Friday, March 11th, Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy Relapse Tour. He's known for his unique brand of comedy, which interweaves party boy antics with humorous anecdotes about family and fatherhood. Saturday, March 12th, Eliza back in action, one of today's leading comedians with a fan base who show their loyalty by creating their own Eliza-inspired swag to wear to her shows. She's an award-winning comedian and multi-hyphenate actor, writer, producer, author, selling out theaters around the globe. Eliza regularly supports a variety of causes, including USO, Team Rubicon, cystic fibrosis, and more. Wednesday, March 16th, at DPAC, it's Celtic Woman, Postcards from Ireland. This concert celebrates the rich musical and cultural heritage of Ireland, taking audiences on a journey of story and song from across the Emerald Isle. Saturday, March 19th, it's Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. The band has been on one of the more impressive and unrelenting tears in rock and roll, and rocking stages all over the world. Sunday, March 20th, Wow in the World pop-up party, Laboratory of Bad Ideas. This brings this insanely popular podcast out in the world, where they weave STEM-themed interactive games and fused comedy skits between science-themed songs from the pop-ups. Tuesday, March 22nd, it's Joe Bonamassa, the guitar event of the year. Joe is one of today's top live performers. His enthusiastic shows are a favorite for music lovers worldwide. Hailed internationally as one of the greatest guitar players of his generation and cited by Guitar World magazine as the world's biggest blues guitarist, Bonamassa has almost single-handedly redefined the blues rock genre and brought it into the mainstream. Thursday, March 24th, it's Gregory Alan Isakov with special guest Joe Purdy. A horticulturalist turned musician, Isakov has cast an impressive presence on the indie rock and folk worlds with his 5 full-length studio albums. Isakov tours internationally with his band and has performed with several national symphony orchestras across the United States. A dollar from each ticket will help support the organization Real Farmers Care. Friday, March 25th, Nate Bergazzi, the Rain Check Tour. Hailing from Old Hickory, Tennessee, stand-up comedian Nate Bergazzi sells out shows across the world. His comedy is both clean and relatable. Saturday, March 26th, Bobby Weir and Wolf Brothers featuring the Wolfpack. As a founding member of the legendary Grateful Dead and Dead & Company, Weir is one of rock's finest and most distinctive rhythm guitarists and singers. Sunday, March 27th, the DPAC Bull City Food and Beer Experience. The 9th annual Bull City Food and Beer Experience is back this year, with the event featuring 30 Triangle restaurants paired with breweries spread throughout all 3 DPAC floors, featuring unlimited samplings and the Harris On Stage Experience, showcasing live music and a variety of local food vendors. This event is a fundraiser to benefit Interfaith Food Shuttle. Then Tuesday through Sunday, March 29th through April 3rd, Oklahoma, reimagined for the 21st century. Taking a look at the rundown of schedule at Cocobooth Amphitheater, Saturday, April 2nd, Tacos and Taps. Friday, April 15th, Tribute to Legends with Marcus Allen's Let's Go Crazy show, The Music of Prince. Also, What's Going On, the music of Marvin Gaye featuring Marcel Anderson. Saturday, April 16th, Tribute to Legends with Bee Gees Now, the music of the Bee Gees. Also, The Stranger featuring Mike Santoro, a Billy Joel tribute. Saturday, April 23rd, Whiskey, Wine, and Fire. This exclusive foodie celebration will feature whiskey bars, elegant wines and cocktails, great music, tented food station, food trucks and restaurants, and intimate fire pits. Saturday, May 7th, Rock the Booth, featuring Nelly. Saturday, May 21st, Girls Night Out, concert to benefit the K-Yow Cancer Fund, featuring K.T. Tunstall with Judith Hill, Jeannie Jolly, Haley Johnson, and Rhodes. Thursday, May 26th, at Cocobooth, Little River with Adam Decker Trio. Monday, June 13th. Jason Isbell in the 400 unit, along with Sheryl Crow and special guests Waxahachie. Tuesday, June 14th, it is Robert Plant and Allison Krauss, Raising from the Roof Tour. Tuesday, June 21st, Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown and Orleans Avenue and others. Thursday through Saturday, June 23rd through the 25th, Billy String Summer Tour 2022. Okay, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. And, of course, we talked a little bit ago about Live Nation's Lawn Pass. We have a couple of acts added to the schedule. Friday, July 1st, it's Train, Jewel, and Blues Traveler. Saturday, July 9th, One Republic and Need to Breathe. Then Tuesday, July 12th, The Chicks and Patty Griffin. Those are a couple of adds to the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Then Red Hat Amphitheater. We've got a couple of newbie schedules here. Tuesday, May 10th, The Offspring Let the Bad Times Roll tour with special guest Radke. Saturday, August 6th, Rise Against with The Used and special guest Senses Fail. And then Thursday, August 25th, John Pardee, Ain't Always the Cowboy tour, along with Lainey Wilson and Haley Witters. Don't forget about That Music Fest. It's a brand new outdoor music fest. We'll feature 2 days of live music with 12 headlining bands and more than 20 artists. It's planned for June 24th and 25th at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The festival, That Music Fest, is being presented by That Station, an award-winning Americana radio station owned by WRAL parent company Capital Broadcasting. The festival sets itself apart from most events by featuring all nationally touring bands that are from or reside in North Carolina. Here's a look at the main stage acts. Mountain Goats, originally formed in California but now called Durham home, with their Bull City-based record label, Merge Records. Grammy Award-winning Steep Canyon Rangers, based in the Asheville-Brevard area. MIPSO was established in Chapel Hill while they were attending high school. American Aquarium, stationed in Raleigh. Delta Ray, a band of Southern storytellers from Durham. Chatham County Line, a staple of the North Carolina music scene for more than 20 years. Reese Palmer is a country, pop, R&B, soul, songwriter, artist living in Durham. Jim Lauderdale, 2017 North Carolina Music Hall of Fame inductee, originally from Troutman. Boulevards, who is originally from Raleigh, mixes soul, country, jazz, hip-hop, indie rock, and every other style of music played in the Tar Heel State. Dylan Fence is a rock band from Chapel Hill and a staple of the Triangle music scene in the 1990s. And Yarn is a Raleigh and Brooklyn-based band who has been Grammy balladed 4 times. And Raleigh's Violet Bell features Lizzie Ross on vocals and Omar Ruiz Lopez on fiddle, guitar, banjo, and harmonies. The main stage will be located on the baseball field with a second stage on nearby Jackie's Landing. The main concourse will feature an acoustic performance area. The tickets for that music festival are on sale now via thatmusicfest.com. 2-day tickets start at $75 for bowl seating and $90 for on-field general admission access. VIP and suite options are also available for purchase. Interested in a few laughs? Well, let's start out and see what's going on at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Thursday, March 10th, Kayvon. He's the most famous half-Persian comedian in the world, he says. His style is versatile yet relatable, with storytelling and high-energy performances about a variety of mainstream topics. Friday and Saturday, March 11th and 12th at Goodnight's, Tony Hinchcliffe. Tony gained popularity with his innovative 2016 one-hour comedy special, One Shot, which follows Tony in one continuous take and premiered on Netflix. Friday and Saturday, March 11th and 12th, Andy Woodhull. He's appeared on The Late Late Show with James Corden, Conan, Live at Gotham, and the half hour on Comedy Central. This is an Upstairs at Goodnight's event. Sunday, March 13th, Louis Chating. Louis is an announcer, actor, television presenter, and comedian. He is known for the show Stand-Up Comedy. The show is completely in Spanish, and there is no translation. Wednesday, March 16th, Caleb Elliott, comedian, writer, and actor from North Carolina, has been performing stand-up since the ripe old age of 11. He started his comedy career at Good Nights and first opened for Bill Bellamy at age 14. Caleb has worked with comedians such as Tracy Morgan, Ralphie May, Donnell Rawlings, and in 2019 had the pleasure of touring with the legendary comedian Sinbad. Thursday, March 17th, Chrissy Mayer, a New York City-based stand-up comedian and podcast host who has appeared on NBC's America's Got Talent, Fox's Laughs, Punchline, The Wendy Williams Show, Reels Network, and Gotham Comedy Live. The remainder of the month of March, Mike Lester and Chanel Alley and Hillary Begley. As always, all shows are 18 plus unless noted. All right, switching to Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Friday through Sunday, March 11th through the 13th, it's Adele Givens. Her bold and on-point insights continued to delight and amaze her fans and peers alike. Popularity was swift with Adele, winning many other competitions and securing the respect of comedy lovers everywhere. Friday and Saturday, March 18th and 19th at Raleigh Improv, Tracy Morgan, Working It Out Tour. Morgan is one of the most respected comedians in his field, starring for 7 seasons on NBC's Emmy and Golden Globe Award-winning 30 Rock. Morgan appeared opposite Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin. Thursday through Sunday, March 24th through the 27th, Damon Wayans. Wayans is most fondly remembered for his 3 seasons as writer and co-star on the Emmy Award-winning series In Living Color. Thursday through Saturday, March 31st through April 2nd, Corey Holcomb. Corey hit his first open mic in 1992 with Adele Givens, called him to the stage. He was a smashing success. Thursday through Saturday, April 7th through the 9th, it is Steve Byrne. And again, all shows are 18+. All right, if you're looking to travel for some of your music, we'll check out the Spectrum Center in Charlotte for a few of its scheduled nights. Thursday, March 17th, Maxwell, the Night Tour. Friday, March 18th, WWE SmackDown. Saturday, March 26th, Bad Bunny. Saturday, April 2nd, it's John Mulaney from Scratch Tour. Sunday, April 3rd, New Edition, The Culture Tour. Friday, April 8th, Bon Jovi 2022 Tour. Monday, April 11th, John Mayer, SOB Rock Tour 2022. Then the schedule at the Greensboro Coliseum, Friday, March 11th, it's Korn. Saturday, March 12th, No Cap Comedy Tour. Saturday, March 19th, the Avett Brothers. Sunday, March 20th, Maxwell, Night 2022 Tour. Thursday, March 31st, Rod Wave, DaBaby, and Boozy Badass. Friday, April 1st, Slipknot, Knotfest Roadshow 2022. Saturday, April 2nd, New Edition with Charlie Wilson and special guest Giudice. Okay, Raleigh Little Theater still has 2 shows on its 21-22 season, but they're also out with the 22-23 upcoming season. The ones remaining for this spring, March 18th through the 27th, Junie B. Jones Is Not a Crook, which will also include a sensory-friendly performance on April 2nd. June 3rd through the 19th, In the Heights, this musical from Lin-Manuel Miranda tells the universal story of a vibrant community in New York's Washington Heights neighborhood. All right, the rundown for the 2022-23 season starts off July 22nd through the 31st with Xanadu, a musical comedy based on the 1980 film of the same name, which was in turn inspired by the 1947 Rita Hayworth film, Down to Earth. August 12th through the 20th, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. September 16th through October 2nd, Pride and Prejudice. October 22nd through the 30th, The Surprising Story of the Three Little Pigs. Okay, what would happen if three classic fairy tales, The Three Little Pigs, The Three Billy Goats Gruff, and Goldilocks and the Three Bears, got a little mixed up between Once Upon a Time and Happily Ever After? When the pigs start to wonder what life would be like if the wolf were not always at their door, the billy goats, Gruff, grow tired of trip-trapping over the Trolls Bridge, and Papa Bear realizes he's had enough of the meddlesome little Goldilocks. The three trios join forces and swap a few things around. And coming up December 2nd through the 18th, Cinderella, the holiday tradition, returns for its 38th year. The second half of the season includes Blood Wedding, a folk tragedy, January 27th through February 12th next year, and all of these are in 2023. Fancy Nancy, the musical, March 17th through the 26th. My Wonderful Birthday Suit, May 5th through the 21st. And Hands on a Hard Body, June 2nd through the 18th. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in Cary these days. The Marvelous Music Main Stage Series continues Sunday, March 20th with Time for Three. Defying convention and boundaries, Time for Three stands at the busy intersection of Americana, a modern pop, and classical music. Saturday, April 9th, Ian Sherwood, guitarist, saxophonist, songwriter, and a voice that won him a Canadian Folk Music Award. Friday, May 6th, No Fear and Blues Long Gone, Nina Simone, an intimate portrayal of the legendary artist. The performance gives its audiences insight into Simone's wide repertoire of music, her life perspective, sense of humor, and sense of duty to the people of color. Other events coming up this spring, Sunday, April 10th, it's Downtown Chowdown Food Truck Rally. That's from 12:30 to 5 on that Sunday, April 10th. Saturday, April 23rd, it's Children's Day Festival. The event, of course, focuses on the importance of the next generation, our children, with the intent of helping them develop an appreciation for the colorful mosaic of cultures in our area. Saturday, April 30th, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival. Saturday, April 30th, Cary Earth Day. Sunday, May 1st, Herb Fest, a perennial favorite. Saturday, May 7th, Ritmo Latino Festival. Saturday, May 21st, Wheels on Academy. Performances at the Page, formerly the Starlight Concert Series, it's at Page Walker Arts and History Gardens, or Center Garden. Friday, May 6th, Sobor y Cultura. This is from Peru. That starts at 6:30. Friday, June 17th, Beach Music Party at 7. Friday, July 29th, Celebration of Bluegrass at 7. And Friday, August 5th, Jam Rock, Sounds of the Islands. In Holly Springs, two events this summer at the Cultural Center. Saturday, March 12th, the North Carolina Songwriters Co-op. That's a group for a not-for-profit organization dedicated to the support and promotion of songwriters in the state of North Carolina. Then Saturday, April 9th, Holly Springs Community Band performs. Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex. Saturday, March 12th, Triangle Youth Jazz Ensemble. Saturday, March 26th, The Art of Jazz and One Night Art Exhibition. Sunday, March 27th, Lyricosa Quartet. That's part of the Classical Music Series at 3. Then the senior showcase that was scheduled for February was postponed to until mid-July. Come join in as the community celebrates the multitude of talent right here in our own community. That is Apex. Performance at 3 each day, Saturday and Sunday, July 16th and 17th. Garner performer, let's try that again. 1, 2, 3. Garner Performing Arts Center. Saturday, March 12th. It's Diamond Creek, often described as five gifted musicians who are traditionally rooted yet distinctly contemporary because of their soulful and heartfelt singing and dynamic picking. Thursday, April 7th, Words Unspoken help celebrate National Poetry Month. Friday, April 29th, Willie Bradley, bold, edgy, yet simultaneously charming and beautiful, well described, the music of artist, trumpeter, Willie Bradley. Okay, a couple of things going on soon at the Clayton Center, rather. Saturday, March 26th, Susan Werner. Saturday, April 9th, an evening with Sean of the South. And Thursday, April 28th, it is Paul Thorne. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.